Can I play cock? Can we play cockaboo on the podcast? Was that too much?
Is that too much?
I'm ashamed either.
No.
We'll look up the guidelines.
Basically, cockaboo, men have this like amazing ability to like show a bit of their skin, and it could be a bit of their willy or it could be a bit of their balls. And then like, so you just get a little bit of it out. Like obviously you do it with friends who you're very close to and you're not publicly flashing them.
Mm.
And then you just all have to guess what part of the cock or ball is.
Yeah.
And then so it's really fun because you
it's
really
it's got amazing like yeah how stretchy the skin is, so you can get like a bit of your foreskin and then like you pull it out and it's really hard to tell if it's part of your ball sack or your dick.
Oh yeah,
do you like it?
Have fun, stay safe, and always get consent.
Two night stand, baby.
Hello and welcome back to Two Night Stand.
Are we in?
Yeah.
Oh, we're in. I was just watching Luke eat his sandwich.
It's a new season, baby.
It is. I'm excited.
You're excited?
Yeah.
What have you been up to this weekend, Jake?
What have you been doing? Oh, we haven't been together, actually, have we?
No.
Well, you know what I've been up to this week.
No, we broke up this week.
What?
No, we didn't.
No. Well, I got very drunk again, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I've just about recovered. We just worked out that actually the last few times we've been filming, I've actually been very hungover.
Mm.
Maybe I need to go to an AA meeting or something. But
we'll get that booked in at some point.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I went up to Sheffield.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much in Sheffield. Why are all the houses brown though?
I don't know. I've never been.
Well, all the houses are brown. And it just reminded me of all the war films where the kids get shipped off to like countryside and stuff.
Mm.
It's like, come inside my brown house. We've got sweets and stuff in here that you don't have in London.
What is Sheffield famous for? Is it a mining town?
Yeah, because Jenny, our friend, she's from Yorkshire, and she goes, did you guys not go to the mines when you were younger at school? And we're like, no, like we're from London. She goes, everyone goes to the mines. I was like, where are the mines in London?
Yeah.
Somebody tell me. So yeah, it's famous for mining, I think.
Mm, okay.
And they made the Titanic in Sheffield, didn't they?
No.
Who said that?
Surely not.
Someone said that. And then it got, the bits were made in Sheffield in the factories.
Maybe. Was it metal? Like that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then it would have been shipped down to Southampton, and then Southampton said goodbye, and then everyone drowned.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, no, who was it that said they went from Liverpool the other day?
It was Liverpool.
No, it went from Southampton, but someone like
said
to me, no, it went from Liverpool. I was like, no, it's not. It's like the only thing that Southampton's known for is Titanic. It's the only thing we have.
Yeah. Well, speaking about mummy issues and Leonardo DiCaprio, this is what the topic's going to be today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
So thank you for that segue, Leo. Do you know what mummy issues are?
I don't really know. Would it be like, so is it like where your mum is absent or like the opposite?
Okay, so there's a very big broad term for absent. Someone can be emotionally absent.
Mm-hmm.
They could physically not be there, or mm-hmm. they can give you too much to the point where they are absent because you don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like they're just constantly by your side.
Right.
So
is this similar to like having a mummy, being a mummy's boy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So most of the time for women, when it comes to mummy issues, it's when their mother wasn't emotionally there for them. And typically for men, mummy issues is where their mum does too much for them. And then it doesn't know, they can't function in normal everyday relationships. But obviously there is a crossover for every gender that mummy issues can be whatever happens to you, basically. It's any form of trauma surrounding a parent. So yeah, there we go. And all these people with mummy issues, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people with them.
I'm trying not to take any of this personally towards me right now. Is this about me?
No. Why would it be about you?
I don't know. We're about to find out. Maybe I haven't got mummy issues.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love your mum?
Oh, a solid 9, 10.
Okay. Well, you said 9. She's going to be really upset with that.
No, I'm just trying to protect myself. I don't want to say 10 because that's automatic. Mummy's boy, isn't it?
10.
Yeah. I love you 9.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how much am I like your mum?
You're very similar. Oh.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how often do you do your own laundry?
Right. Okay. Right. Well, you know, I'm busy, you know, Stuff like this.
Busy writing lists and staring at walls. So basically, typically people will say that mummy issues does stem from mothers being very overbearing with their sons.
Right, okay.
And usually it ends up that you end up in a relationship with someone who is like your mum.
Mm.
And or you're emotionally not there at all.
Right.
So people say that mummy issues with men is a massive red flag.
Yeah.
Either one way or the other. So one way, they've either got a very... Majority of the time, men will have an avoidant attachment style. And an avoidant attachment style is basically just where you can't commit to anything. You're very aloof. You're not all there.
Mm-hmm.
However, it can be done both ways, where you can not have an avoidant attachment style and you can go to an anxious attachment style because your parents done everything for you as a child.
Right.
And suddenly they're not there. So you were trying to fill that void by getting into a relationship with someone who will be like your mum.
Right. Got you. But like, I'm just going to dig a hole, whatever I do here.
No. No, it's not.
Okay.
So yeah, what are you thinking about that then?
So... let me just get, so what, like, say I have mummy issues.
Okay. Jake has mummy issues.
Oh, no. Let's just say I did.
Okay.
Maybe I do.
In this hypothetical situation.
I'm about to find out. What are, like, so what, like, say I had mummy issues, we've gone into a relationship, like, is it things like me not doing the washing, or is it a lot more deeper than that?
It's a bit more deeper than that. It's being very overly emotionally dependent on your partner to do things for you.
Right.
So, you know, there's things that come into it, like having personality disorders like ADHD that will stop you from doing those things. However, yeah, it's the fact that you can't. It's if you physically can't do it.
Like, right. Okay.
Because you can't, like, you need help.
Yeah,
because,
yeah, yeah.
And then that's how you think your partner shows you love, is through them doing stuff for you and treating you like a son rather than an equal.
Ah, I see. So then if you don't do that, then...
Mm-hmm. Or there's the other way where it's like, oh, I'm so independent.
Mm.
Like, I don't need my mum. Like, I don't need a mum. I don't need anyone.
Okay, so there's actually like a high chance a lot of people have mummy issues, just different versions of mummy issues.
Well, if you think Andrew Tate, right?
Okay, mummy issues?
Very clear mummy issues.
Right.
Okay, so this man idolizes other men.
Yeah.
Basically jacks off other men.
Right.
Like, yeah, you know, when... The way he speaks about women is every role that you would expect a mother to do, which gives me a very clear inkling that man's never had a mother that's done that for him.
Mm.
Because, or she overcompensated and did it a lot.
Okay.
So it's showing very clear mummy issues and the idolization of his father and grandfather, with excluding any sort of woman that he's ever had in his life, which shows that he had some sort of a problem with her, either being too weak or anything like that. Okay. Because that's how they overcompensate usually with mummy issues. And then the fact that he's very non-committal, it's giving mummy issues.
Mm.
So if we want to go off that basis, should we try and guess other celebrities? Should we analyze them?
Okay.
Okay, so... Let's go for men and women, because I don't just want to talk about men, because it's not just men who have mummy issues.
It's not just men, so women can have mummy issues too.
Women can have mummy issues as well.
Is it similar? Is it similar, like...
It's not really that similar, to be honest. So obviously it can go the other way, where they have an avoidant attachment style.
Yeah.
Depending on what type of person this is. But majority of the time it's where they have an anxious attachment style and they will cling to people. No, that's wrong. No, that's wrong.
I think it might be, because, I think I got something up. So I think the signs of mummy issues. So yeah, you become clingy. Feelings of inadequacy.
Yeah, inaccuracy.
That anxiety in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Intimacy is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Having high demands or being critical, a strained relationship with your mum, a very high level of sensitivity. There's a lot, actually, to be fair. Like,
basically, it's just overall, that's an anxious attachment style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So an anxious attachment style is where you constantly want to be on your partner's back all the time.
Right.
You're like, what are you doing? Where are you going? Like, why aren't you loving me? Oh my God, you moved weirdly. Does that mean you don't love me anymore?
Right.
But it's dead serious. It's a real bad anxiety thing.
Could there be other causes of that as well, though? Like bad relationships in the past or...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because, well, you got told that you have an anxious attachment style.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
And I'm avoidant.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great
the dynamic is perfect. But then obviously the ways to make relationships work when you have different attachment styles is you have to have clear communication and understanding of things that you should reassure your partner on and things that you shouldn't reassure them on.
Bring it straight around for season two already. Keep communicating, people.
Yeah, honestly.
The message hasn't changed.
Literally. Jake will literally come into my room when I'm mid, like, doing something, like, I'll be filming and he like comes over and I know when he's going to try and give me a hug because his fingers will be out like this and they're like the Grinch fingers.
And
I'm like, no, don't touch me.
Fuck off.
And then he's like, oh, have I done something? And I'm like, no, I just need you to leave me alone. I'm like, it's a moment.
It
There's
took me
a time and a place.
I'm used to it now.
There's times and places.
Yeah. Not many of them, but there are.
Yeah.
All right then, let's play this game. I want to know who's got mummy issues.
Well, I don't actually know the answer, but I'm just gonna assume. So obviously we played the take card.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back right back to the beginning. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. So dates loads of younger women.
Mm-hmm.
Would the mummy issue be that he doesn't want to date anyone that's the same age as his mum?
Well, I don't know. If we look at all the facts, so he dates younger women.
Yeah.
Won't date them if they're under 25.
Yeah.
Also jumps in and out of relationships consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just trying to think. Very good actor. Threw himself into work a lot. He does a lot of method acting. Role play.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it giving mommy issues?
Yeah.
Next week's is on daddy issues, so we don't know. But
maybe we should look up his past for the next one. Mm. Find out.
But it's giving mummy issues.
Who else screams mummy issues to me? Piers Morgan
gives me daddy issues.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We'll scratch that one off next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He gives me more like, oh, my dad didn't love me, so I know. Oh, but then again, unless Piers...
He seems to hate women. Like, not all women. He seems to get the strongest opinions against... Usually when he gets the strongest, like... opinions and he's like really passionate about it, always seems to be towards a woman. I know he's fallen out with men on set and things like that before, but usually 90% of the time involves a woman.
Yeah, but then also because he has a very strong sense of judgment, doesn't he?
Yeah,
which is giving like women mommy issues. Maybe Piers Morgan is a woman.
Maybe
let's think women then.
Okay.
What women do you reckon have mommy issues? Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Wild card.
Didn't Britney Spears literally have mummy issues? Wasn't that like a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shaved I mean, head. She was estranged from her family and her parents were very abusive and was only left with her dad. And now she's using AI to post Instagram stories. So I guess.
Really?
Yeah. Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh my God. So there's this whole conspiracy on TikTok. This is going to be like the Hayley and Justin and Selena situation that I explained to you when we were on holiday. So basically, I've been looking into this. Well, I've been a TikTok detective.
Mm.
So basically, why am I talking back about Hailey Bieber? We don't need
leave that on the side.
So Britney, all of these celebrities went to her wedding, but it seems like no one was actually there. Like they all just talk about it in the same way, like it's scripted.
Yeah.
And then Britney's husband is like being like, oh yeah, she's safe now. She's out of the, what's the thing that they were in? What was she in? Under conservatorship.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, she's out of it now, but she's still posting like really weird stuff. And there's like, they do like fake body doubles and they've been like, there's been like things on TikTok where people have been like slowing it down and it's like the filter will come off and it's not Britney.
What, so it's not even her doing these things?
Mm-mm.
Who's the film? Did they see who the unfilled person was?
Stunt double.
Really?
Yeah.
What? It's like Britney.
Do you remember the really old stunt doubles in like High School Musical? Have you ever seen the Vanessa Hudgens one?
No, there was one. I think it was Bad Boys 2, I think one got released. And it's actually in the film. You know, like Will Smith does like a turn in the car. And then it's actually in the film. And it's clearly just like this really old guy.
Charlie's Angels as well. Charlie's Angels, they just like run, stop. And then it's just like, and then it's just a completely different person.
Yeah.
I'd love to be a stunt double.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
What, you do the stunts?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you reckon you could do?
Ballet.
Already stunt.
It is, because most celebrities can't do ballet because they might hurt their legs. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I wish we could get like a full body shot. I want to see if you can stand on your tiptoes.
I can.
Go on then.
I can do it.
I was talking more like getting a car and like driving across like two skyscrapers.
Would also love that. That's the second option.
All right, we're going to do a mini episode. We're going to do like an action shot. So we're going to like test your different stunts. Mad one was the Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise?
He actually hung off the side of a plane. He does all his
own stuff. Really actually did it?
Yeah, yeah. Mission
Tom Cruise is an arsehole though. Mummy issues.
Oh, okay. Another one, is it?
I think
that's more like being in a cult issues though, maybe.
Yeah, but cult vibes give I don't have any parents vibes because they want to be their own person, no?
Or maybe they need the family. So I've heard
down the grapevine that Tom Cruise is the worst person to work with.
Yeah,
I mean, I have a lot of friends who work in the film industry, and I have a specific friend who worked very closely with Tom Cruise throughout filming of a film.
Mm.
And he was just an arsehole. Everyone hated him. And like, imagine, it's so demanding, so rude, like, fuck that.
I think he's got a God complex.
Everyone would say his name, so like, much Tom. Going on. Tom. I had an extra boyfriend called Tom.
Mm.
That was also a Tom.
The name.
Yeah. It's just so boring. Like,
attacking names.
It's
though.
Three letters.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, it's worse. In all fairness, it's short for Thomas.
Yeah, but you're like, it's like your friend Tommy, we call him Tommy. Like, that's cool.
Right, but if it's just Tom.
The fuck is Tom?
Yeah.
Sorry to all the Toms out there, but your parents should have chose a better name. At least add one more letter. Tom, like Tom, T-H-O-M, like Tom York from Radiohead. No?
No.
No, 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 but he's got a H in his. So add the extra letter.
What was the other one? He said Tomb.
Tim.
Just put a B on the end and start calling them Tim.
Tim.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, Tim.
What does that make you sound?
You should put a H in Jake.
What? Jake?
No, it'd be Jake. Jake.
Also, will you whisper it?
Jake.
Sounds like your lisp.
Yeah, it is. Don't comment on that.
No.
It makes me really insecure.
You haven't got a lisp.
Yeah, I do.
It's from all those blowjobs.
Want to get back to the subject now?
Missed it.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Okay, what other celebrities are giving? To be fair, there's probably loads. I think when we actually Google it, will probably be a list.
Yeah, I think the thing I'm just trying to answer, because I guess like it's really because so many things gone in people's lives, right? And we talked about like my anxious relationship style in the past, and like we said, like has it come from like a bad relationship? Has it come from potentially my mum over mothering me? Because she definitely was.
You know, yeah, one of the first questions your mum asked me is, are you going to fold his washing? I was like, do I look like a fucking servant?
It was not a joke.
It was 100% not a joke, and you weren't there. I was like, it's not, but it was funny though, because your grandma was sitting there, and I was like, no, you should have taught him how to do that because you're his mum. Mm. I'm not. And your nan was like, ha ha ha, she's a.
I think admittedly I probably there was a lot of that, I think, because I remember like obviously when we were growing up she was very attentive to me.
Well, mums tend to love their sons more than their daughters.
I've heard this.
My mum's sitting in the corner of the room. Yeah, everyone look at her.
We chose a very, very interesting subject today.
Everybody look at my mum. She's laughing.
We haven't actually got a camera.
Yeah, I know we don't. Oh. You're not allowed to look at her. You can't look at her because pictures of my mum aren't free. But we can look at her.
Pictures of your mum aren't free?
No, they're not.
Have you joined OnlyFans?
She's joined OnlyFans. Everybody sign up to my mum's OnlyFans. She doesn't sell anything apart from pictures of her face. Really up close. She plays that game. Did I play that game with you where I was just sending random parts of my body and I was like, guess what this is?
No. We've played cock and ball before.
Cock and ball.
Cock or ball. Cock or ball. Have you ever played that?
Have you ever played cock or ball?
Can we play cock or ball on the podcast? Or is that too much?
Is that too much?
I haven't shaved either.
No.
We'll look up the guidelines.
Basically, cock or ball, the next one. Men have this like amazing ability to like show a bit of their skin, and it could be a bit of their willy or it could be a bit of their balls. And then like, so you just get a little bit of it out. Like obviously you do it with friends who you're very close to and you're not publicly flashing them.
Mm.
And then you just all have to guess what part of the cock or ball is.
Yeah.
And then so it's really fun because
it's amazing like how stretchy the skin is. So you can get like a bit of your foreskin and then like you pull it out and it's really hard to tell if it's part of your ball sack or your dick. And it's a pretty 50-50 game, to be honest. You'd be surprised how hard it is.
Yeah.
The other one we play is Willy on the Door.
Willy on the Door. Mean,
yeah, that's a lot more straightforward. You just run into a door.
You just put your Willy on the door.
But I mean, a funny story about Willy on the Door. We went skiing at the start of this year, and there was this lovely couple that worked in the chalets. It makes it sound really tall. There was a big group of us went. So
yeah, it was a very strange experience for us because I've never been skiing personally. I didn't grow up with that sort of thing. And we were all so confused because we all pitched in money to go to the chalet, and then we had this private chef, and we were like, this is so weird. But there's people just standing in the corner of the room all the time, like, do you need anything? And we're like, no, take a break. And they're you paid us, and we're like, go away. Like,
but they were a lovely couple, and I think they had like this whole winter work thing planned, and we got to know them on the first night. We all ended up playing drinking games, and as it always does, Willy in the Door came out.
Yeah.
And the chef, he ran outside in his pants and came back without his pants, jumped into the door, and he got his Willy on the Door, and it was brilliant. Great night. We woke up the next day and turns out there was a lot of CCTV cameras in the chalet. And unfortunately, we didn't see that couple again. It was such a shame because they were amazing.
I know.
We felt awful, but still a great game.
It was a great night, but they were sad. No, that's awful as well. But they messaged us and said that it wasn't us.
Yeah,
but
I think contractually they had to say that though. It was it's us.
They messaged me, and I said, I really hope that wasn't us, because obviously like where we just don't like, none of us like being waited on. Really don't like it.
No,
very,
it wasn't natural, no.
It really wasn't a natural thing. So we were like, please just have a drink.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Please just sit down with us. And we didn't know the rules. We just got there.
No.
Especially not Willy on the Door rules.
I mean, to be honest, it's not like we walked in, they had like a big rule book and said, don't put the chef's Willy on the door. He's always not putting in the food, like, whatever.
He might have been. That's probably why he got sacked.
Oh, maybe that's what was
on. He's like, these guys love Willy.
Maybe he's just taking Willy on the food.
All day. Stop. He'd been sticking his dick in them quail eggs. They're so tiny. Oh, God.
Oh, there's so many stories from that thing. Because didn't you kiss one? Did you even kiss his girlfriend?
I licked her boobie.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, consensually. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently he wasn't very happy about that either, was he?
I don't know.
No, that's why I had down the...
Oh, I don't think... I think he was fine about it.
Mm.
I did ask him if it was okay.
Anyway. We digress.
Where else have we played Willy on the Door? Did we play it in Mexico?
No, I don't think we did.
Oh yeah, you were kind of outnumbered with the Willy, so it was a bit sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, I'm crying.
So, mummy issues. What we love to do on this podcast is help everyone out there who has these things.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about how we can fix it.
Yeah. How do we fix it? Is it just a lot of counselling?
Let mummy just set up for you and let you know exactly how you're going to do it. Right. Okay. So, if you suspect that you have mummy issues, or you've been to a therapist and they've told you you've got mummy issues, the best thing that you can do is... So you accept it, kind of like stages of grief. You've got to accept the fact that you've got mummy issues.
Yep.
You've got to seek help, talking therapy or CBT therapy, which CBT is basically only if you have a reaction to certain things. So like, say for example, you get triggered by something and it gets you to the point where you get so angry, upset or whatever, then you learn how you get given the tools to do it. I wouldn't recommend getting into a relationship if you do have mommy issues, or you're trying to get into a relationship with someone with mommy issues.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's their issue and they need to sort it out. It's very, very unlikely, especially obviously you're watching me and Jake, so I sound like a complete hypocrite in this situation. We've both admitted that we both have avoidant and anxious attachment. However, it's very rare, especially in this day and age, to have someone who will just accept it, because not everyone's open to accepting what's wrong with them. And some people don't even know at the end of the day. So
yeah, because I guess it's just like even people that get into relationships, like when they're a lot older, like maybe the whole reason they've been coming in and out of relationships is because they have this style of this, but is it an anxious attachment style?
Yeah. Basically.
And then it's just never treated. So you could actually have guys that you meet.
Well, your therapist said that the brain doesn't develop for a man until 25.
Up until 25. Up until 25. So I think 25. Between 16 and 25. Yeah. That you're basically just, and then whatever you experience within that time actually becomes part of your, like, your inner values, basically. So it's like something that you just believe it is. Like, this is what it is, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you really have to go back and unravel it and.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I hate unraveling things. So annoying. Therapy's so good for you. The first couple of sessions are going to be rough, aren't they?
What's that?
Therapy.
Yeah, you just don't know where to start.
Yeah. I turn up and I'm like, she's like, what you want to talk about? I'm like, I have no idea. And then suddenly about 10 minutes in, I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then, but it's stuff that you don't even think that you want to talk about, and it just comes out and you're like, oh. And but the worst thing is where they go, that sounds really hard for you. And you're like, that's not hard. And they're like, no, that's pretty traumatic. And you're like, no, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't say that to me. My therapist told me that because my mum used to, so I would never get in the car as a kid.
Right.
And my mum used to just put me on the side of the road and drive down the road a little bit. Because I didn't want to be in the car. And my therapist went, that's so traumatic. I was like, no, it's not. And then my friend Johnny was there with my therapy session. Like, I was just having, like, I was at his house.
Yeah.
And I said, Johnny, did your mum used to do that to you? And he goes, yeah. She goes, that's so traumatic.
Like, well, did she pull Johnny into the session?
Yeah. She was like, are you okay, Johnny?
He's like, no.
No, I'm not. I'm actually having the worst time. But yeah, so, but it doesn't mean I have mummy issues. Maybe abandonment issues, but.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I guess I can't really attack your side of the bringing up with your mum being sat in the room, can I?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. How was Mummy Maria? How was the relationship?
I'm trying really hard not to look at you because my camera's there. How was she? Well, we didn't speak for a long time, but I did have an awful mother that replaced. I had two. Oh, so my mum was a lesbian growing up. So now she's bisexual. So she was with a woman who was just a asshole, man. I was surrounded by women. I had my dad's wife who was a crazy woman. And I don't say that lightly. Like, I hate saying the word crazy. It's not helpful or anything, but she was awful. Like, awful. So I think my perception of, like, my mum was good as a mum, but my perception of women trying to mother me at the same time has probably more fucked me up than what my mum has ever done to me.
Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't necessarily your mum. It's
everyone who tried to be my mum on top of that. And yeah, I'm like, yeah, go away, all of you. Useless.
Mm.
So, yeah, I didn't speak to my mum for a couple of years.
Yeah. So, and that's where, obviously, because you moved out at quite a young age, didn't you? And I guess that's why you're quite a strong-willed person in you.
That's why I have an avoidant attachment style.
Stay away from me.
Nope.
No, but you're very independent.
Yes. Yeah. Stupidly independent. Now my mum's my best mate, apart from you, obviously. Sure. And Johnny.
Yeah, yeah.
Then my mum's probably like third. First?
Mm-hmm.
First. She's my first best friend. Yeah, I come after Jake's mum anyway, and Jake's scale. I think it goes your mum, Tommy. No, wait. It goes your mum. I forget that you have a dad. Not in a bad way. So I think your mum and dad are joint. No. I think your dad's number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't really want to talk about that.
And your dad is, your mum's number two.
Yeah.
And then Tommy's number three.
Not agreeing to any of this, by the way.
And I'm number four.
Oh, where's Will falling into this?
Will's like,
he's way down.
20. Will comes after like people that you've met once.
Yeah. No, my immediate family are very important to me.
Yeah, they are.
But as you said, I think that might be like, because we were so close. And mum did.
It's so close, it's weird. When I first got with Jake, I was like, why have you got a family group chat?
Why'd you laugh and actually,
I was like, why'd you send each other your dinners?
Yeah.
What freaks.
Will started that, to be fair.
I bet he did, because he got an air fryer.
Yeah. Do you reckon that's where he was? Yeah, I think Will was heavily mothered as well, but Dad used to hate it. And that's the thing. I think that whenever you spoke, like I said, because you obviously joked about mummy issues before. Like Dad, like when we were growing up, he used to hate it. Like, because me and Will literally didn't have to do anything. Like, we didn't have to make our own dinners. As you said, we didn't have to wash up or anything. And he was like, yeah, caused a lot of arguments, to be fair. Maybe, do you know what? He was probably right.
Yeah. I mean, I think when it comes to like overbearing mothers, it's actually more damaging than what it does good. Is because first of all, you're not setting your kids up with the tools that they need to be adults. And secondly, it's the it's putting constant fear into your kids that something's bad's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So like, it's stressing them out before they need to be stressed out. Like, oh no, don't do this because you're gonna hurt. Don't do this. Like, what if this happens? And what like, if you're overbearing for your kids, they're gonna get anxiety. Like, they will be stressed about everything because you're stressed about everything, which is fair enough. But I think when you voice that opinion to young children, that's when they get influenced to feel more anxiety than they should do.
Do you know what? I think with all this, though, it actually makes me, like, it makes me think, just like, whether it's mummy issues, like daddy issues that we're going to talk about later. But it's like, anything that you do at a young age, like from being kids all the way up to when you're teens to a young adult, like all these different things that just affect your whole brain makeup and who you are. Actually make me, obviously I'm not a parent, but it just makes me terrified to think just whatever you do could completely change this, your child's life in terms of like mentally. Obviously we were talking about.
Well,
why
do you think people get so much anxiety about having kids?
Yeah.
Why there's less kids being made.
It makes me feel anxious.
And because
the whole fetish side, like just like we learn that like a lot of fetishes come from what happens to them at a young age. Like, oh, well, my son's going to go to school and then the teacher's going to make him rub his feet and now he's going to have a foot fetish for the rest of his life.
I think the difference between having very traumatic childhood and having a foot fetish is a bit different.
No, but that's what I mean. It's just all these things. It's crazy.
Yeah. But the thing is that trauma can be defined by a lot of different things, and that's a problem. Is it like something that cannot be very big to you as a person can really affect someone else.
Mm.
And like, you don't know when you're doing it. So yeah, I'd probably be an awful mum because I say things I don't mean all the time. Sorry, my other boyfriend's messaging me.
Yeah.
Imagine, we say this all the time. We're like, what if we, when would we ever have time to cheat on each other? We're always in the same room.
Yeah, literally. And working together.
But yeah, I mean, if we're, as going back to like, obviously getting it fixed and things like that. Obviously, if you are in a relationship and you're listening to this and you're thinking, I either have mummy issues or I think the person that I'm seeing has mummy issues. Get ready to have an open conversation about it. If you're not at that point in the relationship where you're actually like together, I'd bin it off. If they're giving you aloof attitude, don't want to be around you.
Yeah.
If they're not giving you 110%, babe, like just get rid of them regardless of what your gender is. Like, because obviously it can happen to either one. People need to fix their problems before they start getting into relationships because it's just, there's just no point.
Yeah, like, or if there's an active willingness to change.
Yeah.
Because as you said, you've got like an avoidant attachment style. And I think with us, like we were just very lucky that we both speak and, you know, we were both open to change. Well, not changing things.
Exactly. But it's like when we found out that you had an avoidant attachment style, I said to you, right, okay, this needs to change. You can go to therapy.
Mm.
And you said, yeah.
Yeah.
But however, it'll be a completely different story and I might have a different host if you said no.
Yeah.
So, you know, because that's my own boundaries and that's things that we've just both promised to work on the tools that we've been given on our situation. But we can understand that's very unrealistic for majority of couples.
Yeah.
And the part that makes it hard is that this sort of thing doesn't go away overnight. And where we are in a society of people who are very instant gratification sort of people, it's something you're going to have to work on. you know? Mm. Like, I can't just start letting Jake touch me all the time or like want to be around me all the time, and Jake can't just stop thinking about things that he worries about, what I do. Like, it's never just going to go away, which is exactly how you should view it with your partner. If you want to work on it, you can work on it, but they need to be willing to work on themselves first.
Yeah, yeah.
And or you need to be willing to work on yourself first. So, I mean, next week, we're going to be talking about daddy issues. So there might be a major difference.
We'll
there
see.
Might not be a difference, but you know, let's talk about the absent dads. I'd love to. But I think that's the thing. It's a topic for next week. We all just assume it's absent dads, hey?
Well, this is it.
So yeah, that's basically everything on mummy issues, guys. If you haven't seen, I spent last week at the last game of the season of at the Arsenal Stadium, wearing half the amount of clothes that I am right now.
Half.
And look at me. I'm not even wearing much. So yeah, go check that video out. I'm going to put it in the description below and you guys can go and have a look at that.
Yeah, it was a very interesting day. Very interesting day.
But yeah, I had the best time. I loved meeting all the fans and stuff like that, especially for the last game of the season after we've absolutely bottled it. But yeah, anyway, we'll see you back next week. Remember to subscribe and remember to have fun.
Stay safe.
And always, get consent.
Oh yeah.
Do you like it?
Have fun, stay safe, and always get consent.
Two night stand, baby.